Many of the scientists who invent products and form a company need financial help to get their creation to market. The UWM Foundation and Medical College of Wisconsin hold an annual event to connect researchers and venture capitalists. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach went for a listen to last week's First Look Forum.
It's a quick pitch event, meaning the scientists have about 10 minutes to explain their breakthrough. They speak to a panel made up of an intellectual property attorney, a business executive, and the founder of a venture capital firm. One of the six presenters was Professor Diyang Chu, chairperson of the Mechanical Engineering Department at UW-Milwaukee. Chu said a key problem with electric vehicles is driver anxiety over the car's range.
You always worry about, you know, if you're running out of the electricity, and charging the battery is going to take an hour, okay? So that is the obstacle for the acceptance, consumer acceptance for the pure electric vehicle.
Chu says his research team has created chemical additives to extend the life of lithium or sodium ion batteries. Panel member George Arita of the Madison firm 30 Ventures wanted to know what sort of business deal Chu would propose.
Is this something you'd ultimately collaborate with somebody and license it to them, or do you see starting a company that would sell the additive?
Chu responded that he's looking at licensing the technology to battery manufacturers or makers of the chemical silicon oxide. Another presenter was Professor Christina Runge of the Medical College of Wisconsin. She's been working on a smartphone app that amplifies some room sounds to help people with hearing loss.
What happens if we are actually able to provide audibility of these high-frequency sounds, and then we can give access to people for all sounds?
Panelists questioned Runge about whether the app would be attractive to investors or just made accessible to improve public health. George Arita, the venture capitalist, told WUWM that he and his peers typically want products to have certain qualities.
So you're looking for what solves a big problem? How can you protect it? Do you have a realistic understanding how much money and time it'll take to get to market, and how do you do it?
Arita says his job is getting tougher because there's so much good research, and investors either have to become more specialized or rely on advisory boards that have a deep knowledge of a technology. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.